Great. And if there's nothing else from those in the room here, and there are four of us gathered in DEP headquarters. So with that in mind, I will go to Ms. Bertacci to help lead us through this discussion.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I'm going to attempt to share a screen now of a PowerPoint presentation. So if you can hold on for just a minute while we open this up. Let's disable participants. All right, has the, are folks seeing my screen now? Okay, so you should have in front of you now a PowerPoint presentation that we have put together to help organize our discussion this morning.
We need to start the slideshow.
Well, I'm going to do this one by one, I think. Okay. All right, this slide basically is an overview of the session today. Ms. Bensinger has just described for you the nature of the deliberative session. I am then going to be doing a brief overview of the proposed project. This is going to be very broad brush strokes of the project for the purpose of providing context for our discussion. Following that, we will move to the air emissions application, then the site location and Natural Resources Protection Act applications, and finally a discussion of the waste discharge applications. Okay, overview of the proposed project. Nordic Aquafarms is proposing to construct an Atlantic salmon recirculating aquaculture system facility. It would produce up to 33,000 metric tons per year of Atlantic salmon and would be located on an approximately 54-acre site in Belfast. The site, which board members have visited, borders Route 1 and is near the Northport town line, and the pipelines from the proposed project would extend into Northport. I'm going to be bringing up a few maps throughout this. The clarity is not particularly good. If we need to come back to some of them later, I can pull them up as separate documents. But these maps are ones members are should be quite familiar with. Essentially, I'm using my cursor, so you should be able to see what I'm pointing to. The proposed site is here. The reservoir number one is here. Pipelines from the proposed facility would cross under Route 1, across the Eckrott lot, then through the intertidal zone, and members are aware of there's dispute regarding the ownership of that parcel. Then the pipelines would traverse out into Belfast Bay here. Now the project is proposed to be constructed in two phases. The first phase would consist of a production unit of one smolt and three grow-out modules, central facility plant, a processing building, office and maintenance building, gatehouse, and the pipelines and a water wastewater treatment facility. The second phase would involve the construction of a second production unit, again with one smolt grow-out unit and one smolt and three grow-out modules, and the visitor center. And again, here is a map that staff is and board members are quite familiar with. This is the first set that would be constructed of the grow-out units. The second set here in phase two, processing and utility structures would be located in this area. The wastewater and water treatment facility down here, closer to Route 1. Reservoir number one is here. Members are familiar with the Little River Trail, which is along this area here. And then again, the second phase of the project would involve these units here. Can I just have a sound check? Is everyone continuing to hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Proposed water usage. Nordic is proposing to use up to 5,100 gallons per minute of water. The water would come from two sources, approximately 1,200 gallons per minute from fresh water and approximately 400,000 gallons per minute from salt water. You see, these are the specific figures that appear in the application, but these are somewhat approximate. The freshwater sources, water would come from three types of sources, up to 455 gallons per minute from on-site production wells, up to 250 gallons per minute from the Little River and Belfast Reservoir number one, which is sometimes referred to as the lower reservoir, and up to 500 gallons per minute from the Belfast Water District. The Belfast Water District obtains its water from production wells that are located in the Goose River aquifer. Electrical power for the site would primarily come from the grid. Nordic has proposed the construction or installation of 8 2-megawatt diesel-fired electrical generators. They would be used for peak shaving and power in the case of emergency situations. It's emergency backup power. Only 7 of the generators would operate at any given time. The 8th generator is there as a backup when one of the others is down for maintenance or any other reason. And they have proposed a fuel limit of 900,000 gallons per year for the license. Now, the proposed pipelines, again, there are two water intake pipelines, two 30-inch lines, and they would extend approximately 6,400 feet into the coastal wetland from the highest annual tide line. There'd be one discharge pipe, 36-inch diameter, and that would extend approximately 3,700 feet into the coastal wetland, again, from the highest annual tide line. The pipes would be buried in a common trench through the intertidal and subtidal areas, and they would emerge from the seafloor supported and anchored by concrete footers for the remainder of their length. And they would terminate between 35 and 40 feet below mean low water. And again, I'm unable to enlarge this map here. If we need to for further discussions, I can pull up an individual map that we could look at. But members, again, are familiar with this map. And here we have, again, a Route 1 over here, pipelines coming under Route 1, across the Eckrod lot, through the intertidal area, out into Belfast Bay, where they would then, portions largely through here are buried. They would emerge in a transition zone here. The waste discharge pipes would terminate in this area, and the water intake pipes further out. And board members have in their packets previously and a number of times a profile of the pipe installation. Just a brief word about the water and the wastewater treatment facility. The proposed facility would treat incoming salt water and fresh water, the water in the facility itself in the grow-out modules, and the outgoing wastewater. The salt water and fresh water intakes, there'd be mechanical filtration and disinfection of the water coming into the system. The grow-out modules, there is continuous removal of solids and control of the water chemistry in those grow-out units for factors such as pH, alkalinity, dissolved oxygen, and nitrogen concentrations. And then the wastewater treatment portion of the facility would treat the discharge. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And the discharge at full build-out would be approximately 7.7 million gallons per day. And at this point, if there are no questions right now, I'm going to transition into the air emissions application. And here I'm going to just go through a couple of slides to provide an overview, and then I'm going to pull up the modeling report that was done by department staff, and they will take the discussion from there. Board members did receive a briefing memo from Air Bureau staff on the air emissions, and I will just note for those listening in, the department staff did provide briefing memos on a number of the topics, a number of the licensing criteria, not all of the criteria, but some of the main ones for the purpose of aiding our discussion today. So members have a briefing memo from staff on this topic. Nordic has applied for a Chapter 115 minor source air emissions application license, and the department's conducted air emissions modeling of this proposed of the proposed generation units that was not required by the Chapter 115 application process, but was done by staff as a result of questions that arose, and they felt it would be helpful to all to conduct the modeling. And that modeling, an initial one, was distributed in, I believe, the late fall, December or January, and then following discussions and the at the public hearing and in the testimony, there was some additional detail provided, and staff redid the modeling and issued that in a document that was dated March 13th. The parties were all given an opportunity to respond to the staff's additional air modeling results. Nordic essentially concurred with that staff analysis. The interveners had a number of comments about the air modeling. Some of those comments pertain particularly to the DEP model itself, and those were prepared primarily by Mr. Michael Lannon, a professional engineer with Tech Environmental, who served as a consultant and witness for Upstream Watch and Northport Village Corporation. Basic comments on the DEP modeling were that it did not consider different generator operating scenarios. He was concerned that it did not model emissions if Building 2 is not constructed, because as everyone recalls, Building 2 will be constructed in the second phase. That's proposed for the second phase. Some concern that the public may be able to access some areas that were not excluded by the proposed fence location, and general comments about whether or not other equipment or features at the site and in the immediate vicinity of the proposed site that were not modeled might have an impact on the analysis.